there was an incident in which a prison officer, John Adams, was shot. My belief is that he closed the door and was interfering, or there was a chance that the escape was then going to be discovered. And he was shot. And that is all I'm prepared to say about it, because I know that you're going to go through an analytical step-by-step here.
Yeah. It's been widely reported you shot him.
I know it has been widely reported that I shot him, but it was also, to be quite factual about it, in the court case where I was charged and found not guilty, there was four witnesses who said that I did it, and there was four witnesses who said somebody else did it.
Did you shoot him?
I'm not prepared to go any further than that.
Why not?
Because I'm not prepared to. But let me make this last wee point on it. You know, sometimes people quote courts at us. I've been through the court. The court found me not guilty. So why would you, or some of these other people who make these accusations, think that they're better than the court?
Well, I'm not making an accusation. I'm giving you an opportunity to put on record.
You did not shoot that prison officer. And not as far as I'm going on the record. There was a prison officer shot, and he was clearly shot by a prisoner, and I was one of the prisoners in the circle.
Did he deserve to be shot?
Well, it depends on what context you look at. In the context of saving an escape of 38 prisoners outside the jail, and having been warned that if he did anything that he was in danger, I don't think deserve consent to it. It's whether the volunteer involved thought that he had to do it to save the escape.